How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Yeah, I see you're in a beautiful area over there. Where is it?
Oh, that's just a background. Sorry, that's one of my pictures from I think it's from Dallas or something.
Oh, Dallas looks really nice.
One of my trips.
Yeah, it looks green.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
And they have office buildings over there too.
Yeah, this is like the downtown area or whatever.
No, one day I have to go to Texas.
And there's like a big sculpture there.
Whoa, it's a big
Yeah.
eye.
Yeah, it's an eyeball.
They're keeping all the evils away with the evil eye. Yeah, we were waiting for a few people, but I don't think Dana's coming on. And Matthew, I think he's going to come on a little later. Not sure about Gary, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the three of us is fine, yeah.
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 Okay. All right. How was your week going? How did it go?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
It's a typical week, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. The weather's getting better, so now you
Yeah,
get
the
to go
weather
out.
was beautiful. I mean, Friday was amazing.
I loved
Great
it.
to be out and enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I did some raking, so I started raking the yard and, because it was so nice outside. Why not?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really productive.
Yeah, I mean, better than staying inside. I'm like, oh, just let me just go outside and do something.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
good to be out and enjoy the just enjoy it while it lasts because it's supposed to get cooler again this week, I think.
I've been keeping track of the weather. So, does anybody have an article they would like to share? I can share by the time.
I found a good website last week that's the subsection of it. It was called Good News, actually.
Yeah, a lot of our articles come from goodnewsnetwork.org, and
Oh, okay.
because that's like specialized in good news, but we do find it all over the internet. All right,
Think
let's
this
see.
one was like today or something.
Yeah. Okay, so my first article is groundhogs eating together on a little picnic table.
Oh wow,
Yeah, it's so
that's
cute.
so cute.
These groundhogs came out, then shared a tomato feast at a tiny picnic table. Isn't it adorable?
Oh, that's so cute.
Groundhogs were so cute. I've never seen one in
Yeah, I've never seen one
person.
in real person, too. Look at them. So, groundhogs really did come out and ate tomatoes.
And I've never seen one so up close before. Like usually when they show them, they're like
Like
darting in
far.
and out of their holes or whatever or anything.
Yeah, so they called one of them Chunk. They put out the produce, they put out the tomatoes, and Chunk, the I almost said squirrel, oh my gosh, groundhog came out and started devouring their produce.
At least they're eating healthy.
Yeah,
They put that little picnic table on purpose.
they put this picnic table on purpose, and groundhog comes out and eat it. They made a YouTube channel from this because the groundhog always comes out. The channel on YouTube is called Chunk the Groundhog.
Whole channel.
A whole channel. Chunk the Groundhog now
Is
has.
he sipping the drink? Is it?
Oh, it looks like a drink.
That's crazy, right? Do they have like
Imagine.
opposable thumbs or something?
They do look like they have fingers.
No.
Maybe a little can of cola or something. Coca-Cola or Pepsi goes well with pizza. The tomato is kind of like pizza, on pizza, so you never know.
Looks like they're eating healthier than that. Probably tea or something.
Yeah, maybe it's tea. Oh, like a tea party in a tea garden.
The
The
other one looks
channel.
like he's yelling at him or something.
Oh my gosh.
Groundhog
Ground.
dancing. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
They're like little people or something.
Want a pet one.
Want to keep one as a pet?
Well, I just want to pet it right now.
Wow, it's so cute. They really are like little people.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
His entire
oh,
city.
Really up close.
Groundhog Crossing. It's cute.
Yeah. Song. That was so cute.
That was so cute. You know, looking at animals always make me feel so happy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it's so nice awesome.
Alternative to endless cat videos, right? There's too many cat videos on YouTube.
Adding groundhogs to your cat videos.
Yeah. Yeah, now there's groundhog videos, so that's different. I wonder if anyone else is doing groundhog videos, but this is their pets now. Chunk, the groundhog. It looks like two of them, but I don't know why they named one. Chunk, the groundhog. And his friend. They have a lot of subscribers, 96.2 thousand subscribers. That's a lot. And their backyard has many more cameras to catch all of their action. I believe that it's so much editing with it, but I think they have fun edit the videos.
Yeah, it seems well edited.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I could watch this all day, probably. Sharing means caring. So what we can learn from the groundhogs today, Chunk the Groundhog, if you have a chance, check it out on YouTube, is that sharing is caring. Always share.
That's a good message.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah, definitely good news. Anyone else have anything they would like to share?
Yeah. So piggybacking off of Chunk the Groundhog, I found an article about birds I'd like to share.
Okay, great.
There's a German study that found that being around birds makes us much happier. And isn't that nice that these are also animals that we could look at and just makes us feel a lot better. So much so that they said that it increases your satisfaction, your life satisfaction, which is equivalent to getting $150 per week of additional income. Just by looking at birds and even listening to birds. Yeah. And the way they measured happiness was they said the happiest Europeans are those who can experience numerous different bird species in their daily life or who live in near natural surroundings that are home to many species. They examined the person's socioeconomic data, where they were from, who they were. And they found that diversity really mattered when it came to life satisfaction and their income.
I like to hear birds.
Listening to birds increases your life satisfaction as much as receiving $150 extra in your bank account a week. Isn't that great?
That's great.
Mm-hmm. We need to try that out.
Yeah, we can listen to birds.
Yeah, we definitely got it. So the next time we go hiking, keep your ears open for some birds because it'll make you feel super happier and so much better about life.
Yeah, it's so fun listening to birds. I did that when I was hiking one time, and the mockingbirds actually were mocking. They were saying, what, all of them at once, because they remember what people say, and they just say that one word until they can remember another word.
That's so interesting. They're like little parrots.
Yeah, they say one word. So we're just hiking and saying, what? I'm like, what?
Oh my God. I want to hear more birds in my backyard, but you know, I feel like we had more birds, but then we have our cat. So I don't want to risk their lives, but I still see them. You know, I see cardinals in the backyard. I see blue jays sometime. I see a lot of pigeons on my roof. Mm-hmm. It does feel nice to see them. Like, maybe it's not noticeable, but if you really do notice, seeing a bird is always such a pleasant sight. You're never like, oh, birds, I hate them. You know, you're always like, oh, look at those birds. They look so cute, you know?
Yeah.
Birds are pleasant to look at, yeah. I know they have some kind of wildlife refuge over in Jamaica, right? That I think they have a lot of different bird species there.
Jamaica Bay, I feel like. Yeah. I've never been. I mean, I live right here on Jamaica, but I've never been. Maybe one day.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind checking that out.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. I'd like to see that.
Jamaica Wildlife Bay, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
Make a wildlife bay.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bushes and grasses, but it's a lot of wildlife there. Like birds.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just, like, seeing animals in their natural environment, it is just so, I don't know, it just makes you feel, I feel more connected to nature when I see that.
Yeah. You
know, even when I see my cat outside just lying in the sun, I feel a little better seeing him there than inside, because he just seems so happy and relaxed and in his element.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like him out there as much, because, you know, I sort of want the birds and the squirrels to feel safe to be back in the backyard again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, springtime, we'll hear the birds. I've seen some cardinals during the winter, which is surprising. Red cardinals. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference with the, like, even like the other morning, I heard the birds chirping and I could tell, oh, it must be nice out, because the, you know, like in previous days, I hadn't heard any birds or whatever. So it's like, now you can tell it's spring because the birds are chirping there.
Spring is here.
It kind of lifts you up, right? It lifts your spirits just to hear the birds.
Yeah.
Not even necessarily to see them, just to hear them.
Yeah. Definitely. Imagine like waking up. Yeah.
And maybe you can hear the different sounds too. Like, you can be like, oh, I hear a different bird. It sounds like a different species. And you feel a little, subconsciously feel a little happier.
Yay. So yeah, take a moment, breathe, listen to the birds. It's very therapeutic. Yeah. And they also have apps, you know, to listen to the birds, like YouTube. You can type in bird sounds and listen to that. You can also, or nature sounds, and also like Calm, the app Calm. I don't have it, but I saw the advertising. I mean, I think they have a bird on their advertisement. I don't know if they have bird sounds, but maybe, possibly. It's just a lullaby. You just listen to the birds and just go on with your day. If you're having a rough day or a tough day, nature always helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Listening to some waterfalls helps too. Listening to birds, waterfalls, just natural sounds. The wind rustling through the leaves.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love seeing the waterfalls on like hikes and stuff.
Definitely.
Waterfalls are beautiful.
That's super exciting. Yeah, I'm ready to get rid of all my winter clothes and just start with the summer clothes. Spring, summer.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I can't wait to shed myself in my winter jacket.
Yeah.
Less clothes, less bulk.
Yeah, winter jacket is bulky, you know, and it just like stops you a little bit. Now we can go faster.
It makes you feel heavy, and then you just like, to get rid of that, you feel lighter.
And your mood changes too. You also, you know, feel lighter in your mood.
More sunlight, more vitamin D.
A lot of people lack vitamin D because they work in cubicles. A lot of people, you know, I mean, corporations, and you're just sitting in there and you don't have the sun beaming on you. And many people don't even go out for lunch. So that's the reality. But a lot of people, even if you do, I mean, it helps a little bit. But a lot of people who just sit is lacking the vitamin D. So sunlight is very important for your body.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No, I try to get out as much as I can.
Yeah.
Even during the winter, if it's warm enough.
Yeah, it was hard during the pandemic because, you know, we had to stay home. Now it's even harder when it's a warmer weather. But as long as we're really safe, we mask up, we sanitize, I think we should be good. Just really be safe out there. I don't know.
I think if you're outdoors, it's not too bad, right? You don't have to be as...
Yeah. Next to people, basically.
Because there's a better ventilation and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So, wonderful. I've got
another article.
Lovely. Okay.
Keeping with the animal theme.
Lovely. We always love animals.
Meet Sydney the seal. New York City Aquarium introduced rescued harbor seal from California. So they saved Sydney the seal.
Aww.
That's adorable.
Aww. He's at the New York Aquarium in Brooklyn. I've passed by there before, but I've never been inside.
Same here. I've passed by and I haven't.
My bucket wish item I can easily do. You just take the F to Coney Island. A couple of trains go to Coney Island. The F, D, the F, B, B, and D, they go straight to Coney Island, the last stop. And when once you walk off the pier, you could walk to New York Aquarium.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, you just walk along the boardwalk.
Baby seal. Oh, it's a baby harbor seal.
Baby seal. A baby harbor seal.
Wow.
It was rescued in California and brought all the way over here.
So did they swim with the seal, or did they just put the seal in a tank? I wonder.
I can't see the...
Sydney. You know what? Sydney. Let's take a trip and see Sydney one day.
Oh, that's Sydney? Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's a baby.
Trip we can take.
Aww. Looks so small.
There. Really small. Oh.
Almost like a puppy without ears or something.
Yeah, I love the seal. Oh my gosh. And it looks fluffy. Who would think the seal would look fluffy?
Yeah. I didn't realize they had like fluffy fur, almost like a cat or dog or something.
Oh, they transferred from a crate. Yeah, that's what it
is. Oh, here it says more.
Yeah.
Oh, they put him in a crate.
Okay.
That couldn't have been too comfortable, but I guess he's doing better now.
Yeah. 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 So if anyone wants to see the baby Sydney seal, come to New York, come to Brooklyn. It's at the Coney Island, New York Aquarium.
See, that's weird. Here he looks all furry and stuff, but you look at him here and it looks like he's got smooth skin or something. I guess
wow.
I don't know.
I need to know what that seal is using for smooth skin. Yeah, he looks really different. I don't know.
He already has a lot of fans.
Wow, little Sydney.
Because he's on Instagram, that's why. I mean, anybody can join Instagram though.
Yeah, what is his handle? Let's see. What is the? Did they say?
Set it up here, but
sure. I'm definitely gonna follow the little.
I think there's the. That's it for my stories.
That's okay. If you go to the aquarium, you can definitely see that baby seal called Sydney. The baby seal has came a long way from California to New York, which is across the state.
Oh, wow. That big pizza looks good, Matthew. Where's that pizza from?
I'm not sure. Where's the pizza from, Cindy? I know we took the picture together.
It's Gabby's.
Oh.
Yeah. Gabby's in Francis Lewis Boulevard in Queens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are known for their pizzas. A lot of people like them. We decided to try them one day, and the pizza was really good, but the sauce wasn't that sweet. I love the sweet sauce, the sweet tomato sauce. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, but the cheese was a lot. So they have that going for them. Hot cheese, a lot of cheese. The sauce was the lacking factor of Gabby's pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're pizza people.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So if you want a sweet pizza, I found the pizza called, I think it's Margarita. Is that what it is? Yeah, on Jamaica Avenue. Their pizza sauce is very sweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I guess different pizza shops have different ways of making their sauce. That makes different pizza shops different just by their sauce. But I also love how they cook their bread, too. It's like a perfect consistency.
I like Ivorone pizzas. Ivorone pizza in New Hyde Park, Long Island. It's really delicious.
One thing I will say about Gabby's pizza, though, is they make the best pizza in the sense of the cheese melting all off the bread, the consistency. But Ivorone is my winner.
Ivorone's. I think we're going to be making everybody hungry. I think we are really making everyone want pizza.
Oh, you fell over.
I fell over. Oh, my God.
You fell into the ocean. Wow.
Oh, no.
On to San Francisco Bay. Oh, no.
I'm meeting the baby seal. That's what I'm doing.
Swimming the baby with the seal's fish. In New York.
Oh, no. I have to come back. Okay.
Swim over.
Come back.
Swim all the way from California to New York.
Ooh, all right. Yep. Does anybody else have anything they would like to share?
Yeah. Well, speaking of swimming with the fishies, I have an article to share.
Aww.
Oh, my kitty. So my article is that Canada launched a satellite technology that identifies dark vessels that illegally catches billions of fish. Canada's government, they're trying to stop illegal fishers. So what these illegal fishing boats do is they take off their tracking technology so satellites can track them so they can hide. And they just catch all these fishes. The great thing about these programs is that it helps control for overfishing. I remember I went to the Natural History Museum just last year, and they were talking about overfishing and how years ago we had so much fish, and now we don't have as much because we used to fish in very harmful ways, like the drag nets. They just put it down in the ocean floor, and it drags the ocean floor, and it just a lot of healthy organism. So the Fisheries and Oceans in Canada launched a pilot program this year to track dark vessels and is working with the Canadian Space Agencies and NGO to detect these dark vessels in the Bahamas and Costa Rica. Yeah, so it's such a great program because it's going to help replenish our fish population and have healthier oceans.
That's awesome.
That's important.
So protect our fish stock. I know there's always abundance in food, but we can't be too greedy and then overfish. Then we won't have any more fish. So I'm glad that they have these programs in place. And I love fish. Like, I used to have a pet fish, and they're very cute too.
Yeah, the fishes need to be protected. I mean, you know, you just have to really protect these fishes from the sea.
Yeah, definitely. And it's estimated that the illegal fishing accounts for about 30% of all fishing activities worldwide. That's a pretty big percentage. That represents about 26 million tons of fish caught. Wow. And it costs the global economy more than $23 billion.
That's a lot of money.
I'm glad that they're cracking down on this. Yeah. The poor fishes. So it gives the legit fishermen who understand the practices and how much they could fish and just ocean safety a chance to do their job and do it the right way.
Yeah, I'm glad they're cracking down. Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever go to Natural History Museum, they have it. I forgot which floor it was. We were talking about fishing back in the 70s and fishing now and how they're improving the way that they fish. I'm glad that they see that you can't overdo it. Just catch as many as you need. Don't catch all before we have like a crisis with fish species. Like, you won't have bass anymore.
Yeah. Are they now doing this, or this is like an ongoing thing, catching these fishermen?
Now that they're invested in a satellite company, they've had programs before, but now they're doing something crazier. They're doing satellites.
Oh, that's really great. $7 million for the satellite.
Sounds like this will make it easier to catch them, I guess.
How they do it is they're on a satellite, they're looking for vessels that took off their transmitter in an attempt to evade monitoring. On more positive news, scientists are finding that half of the world's fish stock are starting to recover in places that used to be overfished. So it's working. So everything, people are starting to take better care of the ocean.
Absolutely. This is a great article. You know, we love animals, as you can tell, and
it's important for the environment too.
It's really important. Yeah. The trees, the animals. This is Earth. We're here. And they all are living beings. We do save them.
Even the honeybees, right? The smallest ones.
Yes.
I've heard the honeybees are in danger.
Are they still?
No. Honeybees are like the most important animal, if you had to pick one.
Why are they the most important?
Because without honeybees, they don't pollinate plants. Plants don't live. We don't get oxygen. All animals die with no oxygen.
Right, and we won't get food. We have to go flower to flower and self-pollinate, which is very ineffective.
Yeah, we can self-pollinate, huh?
It's a technique, I guess. I have to look into it.
So save the animals, save the environment. If anyone is thinking of saving the animals and environment, do it. No hesitation, just do it.
No. We have to protect this planet, otherwise it's gonna come back and bite us on the ass, right?
Yeah, we definitely have to protect it. I mean, you just got to put money aside, basically. A lot of people do bad things for money to the environment. It's not worth it. We're living in it. So protect it. Great articles. I believe I have another one. I like to talk about charity. This one is called Move for Hunger. Move for Hunger was created when Adam Lowy was thinking, what happens to the food when you move out of your place? What do you do with that food? Do you take it with you or you just throw it out? People move all the time. A lot of people, surprisingly, throw away their food. Instead of throwing away the food, you can donate it to Move for Hunger. He collected lots of food from people moving. Lowry's, Lowy.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of food goes to waste.
Mm. Yeah, he donated them. So he donated 300 pounds of food in his first month.
Wow.
To a local food bank. But people need it. It's just like, if you're moving from a place, you might as well donate it to a food bank. Food that's good. Food that's not expired. Just donate the food. A lot of people do eat it and people do collect it. You know, it helps. He grew up in New Jersey. And he just decided, hey, why throw away food? He was just concerned about all the poverty people. Over 100,000 people in our country is poor.
Especially now, right, with the pandemic and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now. They do. And it's just growing and growing, the company. Over 1,000 moving companies has been established from United States and Canada. So you give him the notice when you're moving, and they provide a letter. They provide a box, recyclable food collection bag, and you just send it back to them. A lot of people have their canned food, pastas that they don't really want to move with. And nowadays, like you said, people move. Some people move out of the States and they really can't take these food with them. So great cause, Move for Hunger.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm hearing stories about people helping other people and feeding them.
Yeah.
No, nobody in this country should have to go hungry.
No.
Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, the amount of food we throw away, I mean, it can feed someone. Even leftovers we have, like, oh, what do you do with them? A lot of corporations, companies, they have leftovers. A lot of times they don't know what to do with them. It ends up in the trash, or some people do take it home for later, but a lot of times it ends up in the trash. I mean, hunger still exists. Unfortunately, we just got to keep doing our part to help the world. This is a great episode. I know we have 5 minutes left. I think we have time for one more. If anybody wants to do one more, you can.
I have another one I found that I thought was really heartwarming and uplifting. So yeah. It's about a chemistry teacher. It's actually a science teacher. He transformed his kitchen into a chemistry lab. He became so popular that Kevin Hart picked up on him. Kevin Hart is a really famous comedian. He picked up on the teacher named Jonte Lees, and he bought him supplies, and he became really viral. His name is the Kitchen Chemist.
Mm.
He's gone viral with the school children across America. He's been named one of Amazon's regular heroes. Isn't that cute? And you can find him on Instagram. On Instagram, Jonte Lee, J-O-N-T. Lee.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Spread the love, spread the charities. If you can do a charity, would be great. I love it. Awesome. This was a great episode. I'm so glad to see you guys. Always bring uplifting news and happiness.
A lot of good stories.
Yeah, beautiful stories. A lot of cute baby animal stories this time.
Can't go wrong with cute baby animals.
No, you can't. I'm just looking up a cute baby animal quote. One of the
important
cute
story about hunger, that was
yeah,
good too.
Yeah, definitely. And hunger, if someone's asking for food, definitely give them food. You never know if they're true or not. It's food, doesn't matter. Yeah, I know money's iffy, but I know food is something people can eat. Everybody deserves somebody who makes them look forward to tomorrow.
It's a adorable, even if it's your pet dog or your pet cat. Right?
So actually, it's a squirrel giving the dog some.
Aww. Yeah.
The squirrel giving the dog a flower.
Yeah.
So
not all squirrels taunt dogs.
Yeah. It's really adorable. One squirrel is holding the foot of another squirrel, and the other squirrel has a flower, giving the dog a flower. Hopefully, we make you look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone has a great week. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. Yeah, enjoy the good weather, if you have good weather. All right. See you next time.
I guess.